Well, the only live music in the Valley on New Year's Eve that is not already sold out, and the only live music down Valley, is the Tanqueray's at Carbondale Beer Works on Sunday night. The Tanqueray's are based in Grand Junction, but they have played in the Valley many times. Their newest appearance coincides with the release of their new CD, I guess actually called an EP. And with us on today's show are the band members, the Tanqueray's. Please welcome Michael Thornburg. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to Katie and Katie.
Thank you.
Singer and guitarist Brian Mora is here too.
Hello, thank you.
And the lovely bass player Lester is here. Hi, Lester.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. So a new CD, that's always exciting.
It is.
So is this New Year's Eve gig an official CD release party?
Pretty much here for the nice. Valley, yeah. This CD just came out the 25th of December, and so this whole week the next 2 weeks we're going to be doing nothing but traveling and playing music with this.
Yeah, you've got some gigs in Southern California coming up.
Yeah, we've got a Friday night in Riverside, California at Mission Tobacco Lounge, Saturday at the world famous Doll Hut in Anaheim, and then Sunday we're playing a show at the Redwood in downtown LA.
Downtown, so
yeah.
Anaheim, Riverside, Anaheim, downtown.
In LA, yeah.
The Doll Hut. It seems like I've heard of the Doll Hut. Tell me about the Doll Hut.
This will be our second time there. We actually played there earlier in the year, and I think that was kind of like a Tuesday night interview, and they invited us back, and we're going to do an official CD release party there. This is place I think it's been around since the 60s. It's a Southern Cal, SoCal punk club. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stray Cats, Reverend Horton Heat, Sublime, you name it, everybody's played there. And they just cater to, you don't have to be a celebrity, you just have to be a band that likes to play music and do live music, and they'll bring you in, and they do live music 7 days a week.
How about that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
So you get a little break from winter.
Yes.
How long are you down there for?
It's going to be about 5 nights we're going to be out in L.A.
Nice.
So,
well, let's talk about the new one. Are you excited about it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's probably the best one we've ever done. I feel like we progress each time, and I feel like this is the best one we've ever done. I don't know. Let's ask the bass player over here, Lester.
It's got new ideas on there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are they yours?
Some.
Yeah? So do you all co-write the songs, all three of you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. One of us comes up with an idea, and then we just keep adding, and whoever comes up with the idea, everybody adds their part. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, pretty much. That's about how sometimes I play a little guitar myself, too, and I'll come up with something I think is cool, and I'll present it to Brian or something, and he'll either take it or not, and we'll run with it or something. Or maybe I'll have a funny lyrical idea or something like that, and that'll strike something for us to get going.
So you have, 7 songs on this EP?
Yep.
Did you test them out all on stage before you recorded them?
We have been playing little bits here and there.
Uh-huh.
And so far they've all gotten good reviews. Uh-huh. So people seem, if you come to a Tanqueray show, it's all about just having a good time. We really don't get into politics too much. We don't get into, this is just kind of tongue-in-cheek, humorous, fun stuff. Some of the songs are based off Pulp Fiction, kind of that Pulp Fiction novel. It's just fun to us, we want to have a good time with this.
Well, I heard that there's a pin-up boy and pin-up girl contest on New Year's Eve at the Beer Works.
There is.
So it sounds like it's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. We Rhonda R2 Roberts, I don't know if you guys are familiar
with
Rhonda.
Of course.
She used to live over here.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
She's been a good friend of ours for a long time and has helped us with numerous shows, and she's actually been helping us a lot with L.A. shows.
Oh.
And because she's living out there now. And so whenever we do shows with Rhonda, it's always going to be including pinups, which we love. We love the pinup girls. And I think there's like a $50 gift card that they're giving away, and sign up at 9 p.m.
Well, it's not too often that a pinup show comes to town. So you kind of have to go, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I think the last time there was they did that. Somebody did that in town for benefiting roller derby girls.
Yes.
There was a roller derby club in the Valley.
There was. Yeah. Dee, I think, was part of that. And
did you play for the roller derby?
I think we did.
Did you really?
I think we've done.
Oh, that gives you instant cred, dude.
Yeah. It seems like the Tanqueray's go with pin-up, hot rods, alcohol, of course, and roller derby.
So some people have described you as psychobilly. Is that pretty much what you're doing, kind of mixing punk and rockabilly?
That's it. Uh-huh. I would say punk, rock and roll, rock. I think in our minds, we would probably think rock and roll. But of course, when everybody hears you, they add their things. And it always consistently comes up to just, well, rock and roll or psychobilly.
We try to make each song a little bit different than the other so that they don't sound the same. So one song can be classified maybe as this and the other can be classified as something else.
Huh. How do you accomplish that as a bass player, Lester?
I just try to be diverse. I try to explore new ideas. Right now I am enrolled at the university for music school. I try to get ideas from my instructors, or I'll ask my instructor, look, hey, I got this idea. Can you help me, build on it? And so forth. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I get ideas from my instructor over at Colorado Mesa University.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's listen to a track from the brand new CD. Here's the title track.
Yes.
Aztec Death Whistle. Let's check it out. The Tanqueray's.
Thank you.
That's the Tanqueray's from their brand new CD, the title track. Sounding good.
Thank you very
nice
much.
Nice instrumental piece. Are they all instrumentals? No.
No, that's the only one.
Oh.
We do try, though, to do at least one or two instrumentals per CD because, I mean, we could probably pull off a whole set of just instrumentals, but they would only be like 2 or 3 minutes long.
If that. But
I don't know. And you guys can elaborate. For me, Rush was a big influence, and I always liked a band that could do music without lyrics. And we kind of are all Rush fans, and we kind of like, man, let's do some instrumentals. And so it seems like we've always pulled one or two out.
Yeah, earlier you were talking about the genres or whatever, what we're actually kind of classified as. To me, it's just our own personalities coming out with the influences we grew up with. You know, like you said, Rush. One of my big influences growing up, too, my dad was a drummer, so he turned me on to Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa and all them. So I always had that love for that swing, bebop kind of music. So I try to throw a little bit of that here and there and there when I can. And I also, when it came to my teenage years, I loved the death metal stuff. So Slayer was a big thing, and he had some of the smoothest double bass riffs ever. So I try to throw that in there whenever I can, too.
Well, drumming, like I just heard on that, is a lot different than bebop drumming. So what is it about bebop drumming that you still have kept with you?
I like to do a dot of these figures or more of a swing. There's a couple songs on that CD you'll see that have that swing to it, too. With this CD, though, we were expanding out a little bit, trying to get more into modern sounding stuff like White Stripes, for instance, is some more of the modern influences that we like nowadays.
I'd still keep that classic surf, spooky surf sound. One of my big influences has always been the surf music, and so, and interesting on this CD, to put a plug in for our friend Dave Klein, we played a show where we opened up for Asian Orange, and we actually played a Ghastly Ones cover. And this guy came up to us, and he was a drummer for Asian Orange, and he goes, "Hey, I heard you guys played the Ghastly Ones." And we go, "Yeah, we love that band." And he goes, "Well, that was my band." And we're like, "Really? God." I'm like, "Geez, I hope you're not mad that we played it." And he said, "No, you guys did a great version. You can play anything you want." And then we ended up doing another show where we played with Asian Orange, and he knew that we were doing this EP, and he goes, "Hey, if you want, we'll put some keyboards to it." And so he pulled out his keyboard from when he was with the Ghastly Ones and the Bomberos, and he put keyboards on 3 of the tracks on this album.
Man. Oh, that's cool.
So it was like a total homage to him for doing that, and kind of felt good that he believed enough in it that he wanted to put his style on there.
So did he come to Grand Junction to record that with you, or
no?
You were emailing tracks back and forth.
Everything is so different these days, man. We just emailed him the tracks from our studio guy, and he added his stuff and sent it back. And we went, "Wow, we like that. We don't like that." And then by the end, I think 2 weeks, everything was done.
So did you record at home?
We record with a guy. Got to give a plug for Taylor Riley. He's also the drummer for Jack and Jill, but he has his own record studio, and he's actually done three CDs of ours now, and I can't remember what I think it's Fusion Audio Solutions. Fusion Audio Solutions.
He's also with Waiting for Eternity. He plays drums for them too.
Oh yeah, he plays drums in a couple bands.
Right.
But he's also a great recording guy and a great studio engineer, and he just seems to know our sound and knows how to pick things out and go, "I think you should do this." And we're like, "You know, that sounds good."
So he was your producer, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's good to, you do so many CDs with somebody, they kind of know what you guys are like, and then we say, "Well, this is what we're looking for this time." And hopefully, I mean, this will be something a little different than what most people have heard. But there's still that little Tanqueray's thread through there where you'll know it's the Tanqueray's.
Yeah. How many CDs have you made?
Four now. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I think it was 5 if you want to count.
Yeah, 5.
Are You In?
You In? That was the first one we did. And then there's the Big Whiskey The Tape Music Group down in Oklahoma. And then background music for Bar Fights, Death to Despair. And now this one. Yeah, background music for bar fights. That was the last one. Lester came up with that. Lester, also the bass player, came up with the title for Aztec Death Whistle.
Wow. So you have a talent for that. Yeah. It, as well as a talent for nicknames. I've never heard of Spooky Cupcake. I'll bet there's a story behind that. Tell me.
Actually, Lester doesn't want to say it, but I'm going to tattle on her. We did a show at the Oriental Theater in Denver with the Red Elvises, and we were just hanging out, getting some beers before we had to go on. And we went, and the bartender said, "What do you want to drink?" And, and then Lester came up, and she goes, "Okay, Spooky Cupcake, what do you want to drink?" And we're like, "Man, that's a cool freaking name." And and it stuck with
her. That's cool. Okay. You can say frickin'.
Okay, good. It stuck with her. So many other ways it could go.
I know, it's true. So you have a trained mouth. You know.
I got to watch it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow, yeah, what a great
name. As well as musicians, we're parents, too. So.
Well, yeah. You two are.
Yeah.
Well, you're a parent to a cat, so.
To eight cats now.
Yeah. Eight cats.
Yes. Esther's our cat lady bass player.
Huh. Yeah, you look like you'd probably
old
be a
crazy
cat lady.
Lady.
Yeah, how about that? Well, let's play another tune. You guys recommended Monkey on My Back. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let's check it out. Monkey on My Back by the Tanqurays from their new CD, Aztec Death Whistle. Tanqurays playing New Year's Eve at Carbondale Beer Works.
All by myself.
That's the Tanqueray's from their brand new CD, Aztec. I almost said Aztec Death.
Yeah.
Aztec Death Whistle. There we go.
Yep.
Sounding good. I really like that surf sounding part at the end.
Yeah, I would, you know, talking about influence, one of the biggest influences always has been for me, one of my favorite bands, just because it's one of my favorite bands listen to, is the Cramps. And so whenever I feel like I'm writing a song, or it's like I feel like in my head I'm always got like Lux Interior, Poison Ivy in the background giving me little riffs here or there or whatever in my imagination. But I think that's the part that I always kind of want to keep true to the Tanqueray's is the Cramps had their own sound. You could tell it was them. They would try different things, but they had their own sound. And that's what I love about bands that do that.
Cool. Well, the Tanqueray is playing New Year's Eve over at Carbondale Beer Works.
Yeah.
And it's the only game in town as far as live music goes. So that should be good. You can check out Tanqueray's. That's TanQueray.com. The CD's for sale there on the website.
Yeah, you can go to the website. You can go to Amazon. You can
come to the show on
Spotify,
New Year's and get one in person.
iTunes, yeah. And if you come to the show Sunday night, we'll sign, we'll put autographs on it and sign it.
And you'll get to hear the songs live.
Which we always try and play things a little bit different live than what it is on the studio. So you get an extra treat.
That's great. Well, guys, thanks for dropping by and saying hello. I know you came up from Grand Junction just for this.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Really
thank you for having us.
I really appreciate you coming
in.
Very much. All right. Well, stay with us. We've got the news coming right up. And, of course, as always, go out there and express yourself.